Brethren, good morning. I'd like to start by assuring you once again that despite all the challenges that you see around you, God wants you and me to partake joyously in the fruitfulness and the tangible results of 2020. And therefore, I pray that you will not miss out in your divine provision in Jesus' name. I say that there is a divine provision for you in 2022, and you will not miss out on it in Jesus' name. You will recall that in Genesis 1:28, the Bible says, "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" Brethren, this is you. This is me. Your name is written on that verse. My name is written on that verse. I hope that is how you read that verse every time that you pick your Bible. I hope you recognize that you are the one that has been blessed, and you are the one that God has said to that you should be fruitful, and that you should multiply, and that you should have dominion. I hope that is the way that you look at it. So I say to you, in 2022, you will have tangible results. In your ministry, you will be fruitful. In your business, you will expound. In your academics, you will excel. In your place of work, you will be promoted. Let me remind you again that God has done his own part. He has blessed you. He has blessed me. He already planted the seed of greatness, the seed of tangible results in you, just like as described about the case of the sower in the Bible. Let's read together Mark 4, verse 3 to 9. Mark 4, verse 3 to 9. New King James. It says, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. And verse 9, "And he said to them, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.'" May God bless the reading of his word. Brethren, tangible results in 2022 and beyond requires good ground. You and I need to nurture the tangible seed, the blessings of God that he has sowed in our life. Even before we were formed in the womb, we need to play our part. I am talking of you having a fertile mind, a fertile mindset for nurturing, growing, and multiplying the divine seeds that you have for tangible results. So the title of the message of God to you today is Fertile Mind for Tangible Results. Fertile mind for tangible results. I mean, if you want tangible results, you need to have a fertile mind. You need to have a fertile mindset. That seed for good results has already been deposited in you. Your own part is to grow it, to multiply it using a fertile mind. That is what farmers do. When farmers get good seeds, that's what businessmen do. That's what successful investors do. That's what students do with good lectures and good information. You see, farmers put seeds in a fertile ground. Even if the ground is not very good, they put fertilizer. They till it. They weed it. They remove the stones. They remove the weeds. They remove the rocks. They remove every impediment. They nurture the seeds. They tend the plant as it grows. And eventually it blossoms and produce the seeds. That's what farmers do. Business people create a fertile mind to receive a good idea, the divine idea. They ruminate positively on it. And that's what Dr. Fola Shrew was talking about. They ruminate positively about it. They explore different dimensions with their mindset on that idea. Different dimensions. They expound on the ideas daily. They say, why? They even say, why not? And they grow the idea into a sellable venture over time. Then it brings profits. It brings fruits. It brings tangible results. Good students do the same. They listen attentively to lectures. They take good notes. They read after the lecture. They digest it. They expound on the note. They gather more information. Invariably, they understand the topic and are able to use it to excel. They are able to translate those information, pull it together, and they increase their knowledge. And from that, they get tangible results. In these three illustrations, the farmers, the investors, the students, there's a necessary condition for the good ideas, for the good seeds to eventually lead to tangible results. It is a fertile ground. It is a fertile mindset. It is a fertile ground. A fertile mindset. Look at the case recently of this young copper in Oyo State who, along with his friend Baba Onilu, comes to play for them. This is an old man who goes all over the place. The man says, I have traveled all of Southwest. I go around every wedding, every party, and beat drums for them solo. And then I saw these coppers, I go to them. This young guy who is into photography asked Baba, can I take your photograph? And Baba said, yes. Say, you will give me a copy. Said, yes. Took the photograph, put it on Twitter, later put it on NFT, online marketing platform. And sold it for 1.2 million. 1.2 million. And then gave the Baba 600,000. In fact, Baba was in shock. He has never seen 600,000 in his life before. That young man had a fertile mind. Turned this man with the drum into something else and sold it for 1.2 million. The question today is, are you ready for tangible results this year and beyond? Do you have a fertile mindset? Brethren, you need a fertile mindset for your blessed seeds. You need a fertile mindset to lead to your fruitfulness this year. That passage, Mark 4, verse 20 says, the seed that fell on good ground, that is on fertile ground, are the people who hear and welcome the message. They produce 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as was planted. All that was planted in this young man was photography. Just one picture, 1.2 million. You can imagine where that young man is going on putting pictures on canvas and putting it on online marketing NFT. That's a steady harvest. That's a steady prosperity. That's a steady growth. You will experience steady promotion this year in Jesus' name. Please, have a fertile mind. Tell your neighbor, have a fertile mind. You do not need a mind that is the wayside, or what we call a footpath. You do not need a mind that is a shallow soil, or a soil already grown with thorns. Such mindsets do not allow growth of a divine seed into tangible results. A footpath is a bare ground. A bare ground. Nothing can grow on it. Foot will trample on the seeds. Foot will trample on the idea. We call such mindset a fufulele. Winds will just blow any idea. He's thinking of something before he knows it. Call it work. Easily directed in different direction. A shallow mindset or a shallow soil, the seeds cannot have roots and they cannot grow downwards. They cannot nourish and produce fruits upwards because they cannot grow downwards. Because they cannot think deep. Everything stays on the surface. You receive a lecture, no deep thinking, no looking at the why not, the if and the if not, the what, the how. A soil that's already grown with thorns, that is like a mindset that's already grown with bad ideas. So there's no space for new thinking. You're already biased. Is it not Nigeria? Nothing can work in Nigeria. So, and can you imagine? Several things are working in Nigeria. But as far as a mindset that is grown with thorns says, so some years ago somebody tried that, it didn't work, and so they don't let us bother to try it again. Too many analyses leading to paralysis. You are not closing that old door, so you are not opening a new one. As I'm about to get to the end of this, let me tell you how you can make yours and how I can make mine a good ground, a fertile ground, a fertile mindset. One, be diligent, be passionate, be persistent. You just have to walk. You just have to walk. You have to study. You have to think. You cannot afford to give up. Like they say, you have to fail forward. Get up and go. Those who did are those who think that they can do it and tried. You fail, try again. You fail, try again. By failing, you have learned one way not to do it, try again. So be diligent, be passionate, be persistent. That's number one. You need that kind of mindset. Number two, you have to be righteous. You have to do business his way. Contentment is key. You cannot afford to cut corners. You cannot afford to cut corners. You cannot afford to cheat. No. You can't afford to make it suddenly or make it by accident. As it said, if you make it by accident, chances are that you will become disabled. There will be scars. There will be disability. Beware of cookies. Beware of cookies. MMM is Mogbe, Moku, Modaran. There is no two way about it. At the end of the day, you just have to be righteous. Do business God's own way. Contentment. Number three, be humble. Be receptive. Be ready to learn new things and new ways. Please position yourself for your own portion. Elisha was positioned for a double portion. We've said it here several times. So be humble and be ready to learn. These are the key profile of an apprentice mindset. An apprentice mindset. Persistent, passionate, righteous, humble, willing to learn, ready to go the mile. These are the key profile of a mindset that will get you tangible results this year. The Bible says humility and contentment is a great gain. New knowledge, let me assure you, new knowledge, new information, rewarding association will be coming your way this year. And I pray you, with a fertile mind and an apprentice mindset, you will use them to nurture your God-given ideas into tangible results. Proverbs 12, 14 to 15 says, and I'm reading the New Living Translation, wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards. Fool thinks their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. Be wise. Be wise. Proverbs 9:9, New King James Version says, give instructions to a wise man and he will still be wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. I hope you know that learning increases earning, and information often leads to transformation. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. I pray and I decree that this year, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, you will excel. Heavens will open unto you. Lines shall fall for you in pleasant places. You will go forward in his power and his might. You shall have victory always. In Jesus' name, I pray. Have a beautiful morning.